Goldilocks and the Three Bears. As told by Mark Buchanan. Illustrated by Triska Wasser. In a cozy cottage by a babbling brook lived three bears. Father Bear was big. Mother Bear was medium-sized. And Baby Bear was little. Mother Bear had made a delicious honey berry porridge for breakfast. She spooned it out into three bowls, and then she tried a bite. "Oh my," said Mother Bear. "Our porridge is too hot. Let's take a walk by the brook for a while and come back after our breakfast cools." Father Bear held Baby Bear's little hand and off they went. Not long after the bears left, a little girl named Goldilocks discovered the cozy cottage. She could smell something delicious through the kitchen window.
"What is that wonderful smell?" wondered Goldilocks.
She knocked on the cottage door and called,
"Is anyone home?"
Nobody answered, but Goldilocks decided to go in anyway. Goldilocks found three bowls of porridge on the kitchen table. One was big. One was medium-sized. And the last was little. She decided to try them all. First, she tried the biggest bowl, but it was much too hot. Next, she tried the medium-sized bowl, but it was much too cold. Then she tried the littlest bowl, and it was just right. Without thinking, she gobbled up every bite.
"Who lives in this cottage?" wondered Goldilocks. "Is anyone here?" she called.
Nobody answered, but Goldilocks decided to look around anyway. Goldilocks found three chairs by the living room fireplace. One was big. One was medium-sized. And the last was little. She decided to try them all. First, she tried the biggest chair, but it was much too tall. Next, she tried the medium-sized chair, but it was much too wide. Then, she tried the littlest chair, and it was just right. Without thinking, she rocked wildly back and forth on the littlest chair, and it broke into tiny pieces.
"What could be up those stairs?" wondered Goldilocks. "Is anyone there?" she called.
Nobody answered, but Goldilocks decided to go up anyway. At the top of the stairs, she found three beds. One was big. One was medium-sized. And the last was little. She decided to try them all. First, she tried the biggest bed, but it was much too hard. Next, she tried the medium-sized bed,
but it was much too soft. Then she tried the littlest bed, and it was just right. Without thinking, she curled up under the covers and fell fast asleep. Before long, the three bears came home, and they were very hungry. They went into the kitchen and saw their kitchen table.
"Someone's been eating my porridge," grumbled Father Bear.
"Someone's been eating my porridge," mumbled Mother Bear.
"Someone's been eating my porridge, and it's all gone," cried Baby Bear.
The three bears decided to look around and went into the living room.
"Someone's been sitting in my chair," grumbled Father Bear.
"Someone's been sitting in my chair,"
mumbled Mother Bear.
"Someone's been sitting in my chair, and it's broken to tiny pieces," cried Baby Bear.
Then the three bears crept up the stairs.
"Someone's been sleeping in my bed,"
grumbled Father Bear.
"Someone's been sleeping in my bed,"
mumbled Mother Bear.
"Someone's been sleeping in my bed, and she's still there," cried Baby Bear.
"It's a little girl," said Father Bear.
"Why is she in our cottage?" asked Mother Bear.
"Little girl, why are you in my bed?" asked Baby Bear as he shook her gently awake.
Goldilocks opened her eyes and saw three bears standing over her.
"Eek!"
she squeaked and jumped out of bed. She ran down the stairs and out the door as fast as she could go.
"What a silly girl," chuckled Mother Bear.
Father Bear started to laugh.
"We'll fix up your chair, Baby Bear," he said. "But first, let's eat."
The end.